everybody. Welcome back to This Month in Small Business Technology on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here, being assisted by my co-host, Linda Deschamps, the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan. Linda, we talk pretty frequently about IT and cybersecurity and threats of malware and ransom attacks and so forth. There's been kind of a new wrinkle out recently in the realm of ransomware. Can you tell us about that?
Well, the article that we have been talking about is actually where a cyber criminal has come up with a new sort of strategy for how to spread their malware, I guess, their ransomware. They literally have infected somebody's computer, and they give them a message like they normally do with ransomware that you have to pay us X amount of money. But now they're giving them a new alternative. If you don't want to pay us the money, then you have to infect X number of computers. And as soon as we find X number of computers have been affected, we'll consider that payment for you, and you will now get your computer back. So they're basically trying to get us to do the work for them on purpose.
Well, that's kind of a diabolical twist on network marketing, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I have to tell you, before seeing this article, I had not heard of this, and this is absolutely frightening.
Yeah, it's
strange. If you think about small businesses who can't afford to pay those ransoms, I am fearful that they would be able to be convinced to do this sort of thing.
Well, we've talked on previous shows about ransomware, and I see a statistic here that said that security companies estimate that criminals raked in about $1 billion from ransomware attacks in 2016. It's just a reminder, as you and I have talked many times, about how you have to be really aware, if you're a small business owner, of the possibility of a ransomware attack. And you know, what are some basic security steps that you can take to make yourself less vulnerable?
Well, the first thing is obviously you want to have malware protection, virus protection software on your computers. That's the absolute first thing that you have to do, absolutely. The second thing is that you need to pay a lot of attention to the emails that you're getting, because that is probably the most frequent way that people are able to infect computers, is they send you an email, and it may look like something you're expecting, or it may look like something that came from one of your friends, because it actually has your friend's name on it, and you open it, and there's a link in it, and you click on the link because you think you know who it's from, and suddenly you're infected. So you have to pay very close attention. Look for typos in the message or in the subject line. Look for things that are not capitalized that should be. Look for things that are capitalized that should not be. Those are frequent tells. Misspellings are frequent tells. And if you get an email that literally has nothing in it but a link, that is definitely a tell. Another thing, though, that you do have to be careful about, because I've seen this happen quite a bit, is a lot of us are now spending a lot of time on social media, particularly Facebook and Twitter. And what happens is people will place infected links to photos or whatever else that they know are going to be clickbait, that people will want to click on them, and when you click on it, you get infected. So you have to be really, really careful about what it is that you're sharing and what it is you're opening on social media as well.
Linda, can these kinds of infected emails impact your smartphones and other smart mobile devices?
Some can, yeah. I mean, obviously, if it's a virus that is specifically targeting Windows, that's not necessarily going to affect your phone unless you have a Windows phone. However, there's a lot of viruses now that are starting to come out that are targeting iPhone and Android. So for a while, you could be fairly safe on your cell phones, but now you have to be just as conscious of making sure that you have protection software on your phone, and you use those same kinds of cautions on your email and on your social media on your phone.
You know, Linda, I was talking to an IT security expert, and he reminded me that these kinds of malicious attacks can be found not just in emails, but he pointed out that sometimes cyber criminals will go to the parking lot of a big building and scatter infected USB drives around. And most people, if they see a USB drive on the pavement, their first instinct is to pick it up and plug it into a computer to see what it is. And then that infects their network.
Well, I hadn't heard about that one, but he's probably right because that certainly is human nature. So that's certainly something to think about. Another one that I heard about recently is that they send you a PowerPoint, and when you click on the PowerPoint to open it up, it infects you. So you have to be very careful about who you're accepting PowerPoints from now, apparently.
Wow, that's amazing. Linda Deschent is the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, my co-host here on This Month in Small Business Technology on the Michigan Business Network. We'll take a quick break and come back with more right after this. Yeah.